Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
And also say hello, good morning to the brothers and sisters through the Zoom.
那也向那个 Zoom 里面的弟兄姐妹来啊，道平安。
And also thank you, Wendy's destiny inspiration actually is totally compatible with today's message.
那我们也谢谢刚才啊温迪的敬拜，他这个真的是从神而来的感动，就是跟今天的讲道也很有关系。
In the song and we were singing is abide in Him and He will abide in us。
那歌里面唱到就是我们住在他的里面，他就会住在我们的里面。
Abide is a very important concept in Jesus teaching.
那在耶稣的教导里面，住在他里面是一个很重要的一个讲道。
When you say you dwell in your home, or you abide in something, you do it constantly.
那当你说你就是在他里面的话，就是你常常都要这样做一件事情。
You go home every day. You don't say, "Hey, I just go home once a week, and that become a hotel, not a home."
那你说你回家，你都是应该每天回家，而不是一星期回一次。如果你一星期回一次的话呢，你就不是回家了，是回酒店了。
Now, we must always come home because in this world you have trouble, but in Him, in Jesus, we have peace.
那我们就是永远都要回家，因为在这个世上有苦难，但是在耶稣基督里面有平安。
And in, John chapter 15, 5, Jesus talking about what does it mean by going home. John 15, 5. It's in John 15, 5. Elvin, do you have time to post the John 15, 5? 约翰福音我们看看耶稣怎么说。
Let's see what Jesus says.
Why he teaches us this truth.
为什么他要教导我们这样的真理？
15:5.
约翰福音十五章第一节。
Verse 5. We don't read a lot of words, but we're going to read this one. It's important that it says right here, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you.And if you, verse 7, it says, if you remain in me, my words remain in you.
那七节讲到说，你们若藏在我的里面，我的话也会藏在你们里面。
Whatever you wish and pray for, it will be done for you.
凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
Then you will be truly my disciple, you will bear fruit.And the first thing is we may abide in God means abide in His Word.
那第一个我们住在他里面，就是我们要在他的话语里面。
In this world we have so many distress, trouble.
那我们在这个世上有很多的烦恼跟忧虑。
And Jesus commands us to come to me.I'll give you rest. Come back to God means coming back to His Word.
那耶稣常就说，你要回到我的里面，你会得安息，就是回到他的话语里面。
In Psalm 91, Psalm 86, it says actually we need to dwell in the shelter of God.
那在诗篇的91篇，诗篇的86篇也有讲到，我们就是要住在他的翅膀底下，住在他的。
Because that is a lovely place. God is a lovely place for you to dwell in. So we must remember when we say we are in Christ and we are Christian, the best thing on earth is to go back to the church and fellowship with blood and sister and going back to His word and pray.
那对于基督徒来讲，最好的就是回到啊教会，回到团契当中，回到他的话语里面啊，彼此来祷告。And
that's the only home you will have love, joy, peace from God.
那这是一个啊家，你可以得到啊仁爱、喜乐和灵，从神的话语。In
heaven, that's what we do every day: to read God's word, to enjoy God, to sing. Right, and that's all we're doing in heaven. Of course, there's other things to do, but that is our home. This is not our home on earth. When we die, we are living, we are going home. And the most important thing when we have this temporary life is that God prepare us to go home.
那在这个世上的神就是预备我们啊，准备好回家。Life
is mostly tests, and God testing our faith is almost like a school that we learn before we go home.
生命就好像一个考试一样，就在我们回家之前，神给我们的一个考验。So
we must learn, in the Bible, going home means a few things: to get connected to God, to talk to God, to pray to God, to read His words.
那就是回家，就是一个我们跟神啊祷，就是讨论祷告的一个过程。And
when we study God's word, the greatest blessing is not from the world, it's from Him. And when we learn from the Bible, we know God is our greatest need. Our greatest need is the things God focus on life, God want to take care of life. He care about life, not things. Because all these things will be passed away, including people they don't believe God. So when we pray, we don't need to pray about too many things. We just want to pray to our greatest need, that is God Himself.
那我们祷告的时候，我们不需要说很多话语，我们只是想把我们最需要的祷告出来，也就是他的话。Because
when you have God, you have everything.
因为你有神的时候，你所有都有。When
you have a gift, it's only one gift.
当你有一个恩赐的或者一个礼物的时候，你也只是有一个礼物。When
you have the giver, everything is yours.
但是当你有一个赐礼物的那个人，你什么都有了。
So we must focus on Himself, because the Bible promise, seek first His kingdom. You focus on God, the giver, the rest will be given to you, is a promise. That's why you need not to worry, because God is in charge. God is the supplier to provide you, and God knows everything.
那神就是在掌管，他是那个啊啊掌管万有的，他可以来供应我们。When
David praised God, last week is a Thanksgiving day. David praised God through Psalm 139.
那当大卫祷告的时候，在啊诗篇39篇，上周是感恩节。
And he said, God, you are all-knowing, is omniscient, 就是 all-knowing, you know everything.
那他大卫就说到神是知道所有的一切。
So you are wonderful.
你是美好。
You are everywhere, and you are omnipresent. And omnipresent means you are everywhere.
你是无处不在的。
So I praise you. You are wonderful.
是我赞美你。
And not only that, and David, the praise God 3 times, you're wonderful, wonderful, because you create me.
那大卫三次的来向神发出赞美，因为神你创造了我。
Because you're all powerful God, you create everything.
因为你是一个掌管万有的，你创造了所有的一切。
So, our life is, in God's perspective, our life is,For God's one day, it means a thousand day, a million day for us. A thousand day for us may be just a one day for God, from God's perspective.
那从神的角度来看，就是我们在世上的一千年，在神眼中可能也就是一天。
Yeah.God sees everything. Your life is in His hand.
那我们所有的看到所有一切，我们的生命都是在他里面。
Your life is like a piece of paper. Everything is written on here.
那我们生命就像一张白纸，所有你的东西都写在这张纸上。
We have to write things on there. All the event happened in our life is there.One thing at a time, we have to live one day at a time.
那我们是一天一天的过。
But God is not like this. He sees our whole life.
那神并不是这样的，他可以看到我们整个生命。
He created time.
他也创造了时间。
Your from the beginning, He can see the end.
从一开始，他就能够看到我们的结尾。
So He knows about your life. David talked about and someone realized.Everything my life is supposed to be before I live one day is already finished in your book.
那也就是大卫三十诗篇三十九篇讲的，就是我日子未过一日啊，你已经看到我所有生命的一切。
Yeah, David even emphasized before one day was lived by you, your whole life is already written in His book.But in this book, you still have to cooperate with God. God foreknew because He's totally foreseeing and purposive, but you still have to cooperate. God allows us to cooperate, to choose to do good or bad.
虽然神是全知全能的，但是我们在地上的日子，我们还是要跟他合作。
You can write anything on there, God is watching, but God is correcting too at the same time.That's why sometimes we have a lot of hard time and difficulty because sometimes we don't obey God. Sometimes other people mistake. Sometimes it's all kinds of factors because human beings mess up.
那所以我们身边会有些困难，因为我们有自己的想法，也有可能是别人的错误，也有可能各种各样的人的意思。
But no matter what, God is in charge.
那不管怎么样，神都是在掌权。
He's in control.
他是在掌权的。
He sees everything.
他可以看到一切。
He knows everything about you more than yourself.
他知道你了解你自己，甚至比你自己了解你自己更多。
Psalm 31, God actually watches over you every single minute, not even 1 minute passed without His care.
那在诗篇三十九篇也讲到，就是他知道你所有一切，不，你甚至你任何的思想意念，他都知道。
That is in Psalm 121.
是在诗篇的
121. Yeah. So the important thing is, we must come back to God's word to understand God.
那我们重要是我们要回到神的话语里面来了解。
To connect to God.
跟他也连接。
To connect to God, to talk to God, to pray to God is connect to life.
那跟他连接，跟也就是跟生命。
And there's no such thing you won't have life and without approaching God, because God is life.
就是没有那种东西，没有什么东西，就是你 要接近生命，但是你又不去接近神。
Anyone away from life will perish.
那所有没有生命的人都会就是逝去。
It's like when you are away from the fire place, you don't get warm.
就像你远离这个火炉的时候，你会感觉冷。
There's no such thing. You won't get warm. You still get away from the fire place. There's no such thing.
就是没有说你想要暖和，可是呢，你又想离这个火炉越远越好。
So the greatest blessing of God's children of God is God loves you, and He will take care of you.
那最美的那个祝福就是神爱你，而且他要把一切都给你。
And in Christ, 55 times you already live in God. It's by grace you live in Him, and you dwell in Him.
那是圣经有55次有提到，就是你靠着基督耶稣。
God is your 中文就是 dwelling place 归所居所you live in God 神就是你的居所 God is your dwelling place
就是当你住在神的里面神就是你的居所
Especially in Old Testament and New Testament both emphasis we are in Christ we are in God we live in Him the Holy Spirit live in us we live in Him live in His love That's why you need to go back to God's word to know we are loved. That's the greatest blessing on earth. We are loved by God. The greatest need is that we just focus on the giver. He who has the giver has everything. Even no is a yes. When you pray, no is a yes. Because God knows that's not good. He has better things for you. So when you have no answer, when you in your life, there's so many difficult times, the only thing you can is that God advises us. God wants us to go back to Him to talk about it. To go home and come to me.
那就是当他拒绝你的时候，神就是希望你可以回来跟他就是沟就是交流。
All you need to do is just sit down anywhere, at home or any places. You can go home and talk to him about the situation.
那你可以就是回到家，找一个地方来跟他讨论，然后找一个办法。
That is. God is very happy that He can see you. You pray, you talk to Him, you read God's word, and He will direct you to the right path. So, one thing we have to know, so blessed because the relationship is Father and Son. Everybody is created by God, but not everybody is God's children.
跟神的关系就是父子的关系，每一个人都是神所造的，但并不是每一个人都是他的孩子。
It's very close.
这是很
近。God is super personal.
神是一个非常个人的神。
He wants each of you. He wants to see each of his children.
他希望每一个人都可成为他的
女。One to one.
就是一对一的。
Daily.
每一天。
And if You are smart. You bring the problem. You go to God. Even if you don't have problem, you can praise Him. God wants to talk to you.
那你如果是聪明的话，你有问题的时候，你就赶快来找他。甚至你没有问题的时候，你也是可以跟他来一对一的。
When you come close to life, you have life yourself.
当你就是靠近生命的时候，你就会得到生命。
When you come close to the fire place, you have warmth.
当你靠近火炉的时候，你就会感到温暖。
When you come close to the center of love, you have love.
当你看见爱靠近爱的中心的时候，你就会得到爱。
When you are away, then you are miserable.
但是你离开的话呢，你就会感觉到很痛。
And the Bible in Psalm 86, God is a sun. God is give warmth.
那诗篇86篇也讲到神就像烈日一样，他会给你热。
When you get close to him automatically, and you will feel life is meaningful, life is joyful, because the Holy Spirit works in you.
那当你靠近他的时候，圣灵在里面做工作，你就知道他就是那个爱，他就是那个喜乐。
So God wants us to get close to him, to know him, and that's why Jesus said, I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you always abide in me, then your life will be full.
那所以说诗篇上就是讲说啊，圣经上讲说就是我是那个枝子啊，我是葡萄树，你是枝子。当你住在我里面的时候，我就会住在你。
You will bear fruit.
就会结果。
You will accomplish things. You will bear fruit.
就会开始结果。
And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You bear this.
那个圣灵的主要果子就是爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、圣洁。
Very good. She's very good on that. Yeah. Thank God. So she read God's word. So we must read God's word. Because God's word is life. It's not optional. It's living. It's, prayer and God's word is living.
那神的话语呢，就是就是我们要读神的话语，我们要认识。
That's why Jesus emphasizes man does not live on bread alone, but live on every word come from the mouth of God.
所以耶稣说，我们人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所说的一切的话。
Today, when we say we go back to God, talk to God, we have to understand who God is. Today, we have to talk about who is God.
那我们谈到就是回到神的面前的时候，我们就要知道神到底是谁。
The Bible talk about God in many aspects, but in Hebrew, in the Old Testament, God they emphasize on three names.
那圣经里讲到就是神的各个方面啊，但是在旧约里边呢，有讲到神有三个名字。
And the first one is God is Almighty God.
那第一个就是神是全能的。
Our Father is Almighty God.
我们的父是全能的。
Almighty means in Hebrew is God tells Abraham, I am El Shaddai.
那就是在那个圣经旧约里边，他对亚伯拉罕说，我是 El Shaddai， 就是我是全能的。
El Shaddai. Actually have not many things with about power. It's about God. It's abundant God.
那这个 El Shaddai 呢，讲的并不是说他有多有能力，而是说他是一个完全的一个供应者。
El usually El always means God in Hebrew. Always means God. El.
那 El 呢？这个 El 就是在希伯来书里边讲的，就是关于神。
Shaddai 的 Shaddai 的 Shaddai means God is like a mother giving milk to the infants.
那这个 Shaddai 就讲的就是神是像一个母亲一样，就好像给那个哺乳给。
Shaddai means God is sufficiently to supply us to give us.
那也就是说，神是有足够的能力来供应我们一切的。
So the meaning actually in Old Testament is God is all sufficient, all giving God.
那也就是说，旧约里讲的这个神呢，就是一个可以供应我们一切所需的神。
All loving God, He'll provide everything for us.
他是一个爱满有爱的神，他可以供应我们一切的需要。
In the Bible, the first time El Shaddai. Almighty God appears is in Genesis chapter 17.
那第一次这个 El Shaddai 出现在圣经里的时候呢，是在那个创世纪十七章。
And he, when Abraham was 99 years old, God appeared to him. God said, "I'm El Shaddai. I will make a new covenant with you."
那当亚伯拉罕99岁的时候，神就对他显现，就跟他讲了这个，我是 El Shaddai， 然后我会呢给你一个新的应许，一个应许。
And which the is to bless you, you will have, you will become the father of many many nations.
他的应许就是让他成为万国之父。
At the same time, he promised and your wife Sarah is going to have a child.
他也说你的太太萨拉呢要有生一个孩子，要有一个孩子。
And the problem is Sarah already barren.
那这个问题就是呢，这个萨拉是不能生育的。
And she also is over 19 years old. Abraham at that time is 99, and she was 19.
那他也
90 something.
他也超过90岁了。那亚伯拉罕也99岁了。
But God still saying, I'm an all-sufficient God.
那神还是跟他说，我是可以供应一切的。
I give you a child.
我会给你一个孩子。
And you don't need to worry. Everything is possible with God.
所有在神里面都可以做到。
So, throughout the Bible, Almighty God always means sufficiency. He will provide, He will give to His children.
那在圣经里面呢，讲到的神都是这一位，可以供应我们一切所需所要的神。
So, once we understand the name of God, El Shaddai, God revealed Himself to tell us. It's not you think God is sufficient. God tells you He is the creator. He created everything out of nothing. He is sufficient for you.
那这个就是你对于他的认识，就是他是全能者，就是供应者，并不是你自己想的，而是神直接就告诉你了，他就是这一位可以供应你。
In Him, you'll find everything you need.
在它里面，你可以找到你所有你需要的一切。
And He will find a way for you too.
他也会找一个为你开一条门。
Even there's no way, God will have a way for you.
就是当你觉得已经没有路可走的时候，他还是会给你开出一条路，让你走过去。
When the prodigal son finally he faced the starvation, and he says, "What I'm doing here?"I must arise and go back to my father.
那当这个浪子他当时他在饥饿的时候，他就想说，哎，我在这里干嘛？我要回去，我要找我爸爸。
He spent everything. He had nothing left. He become poor. Finally, he thinking, hey, I must arise and go back home.
当他已经把所有一切都挥霍完了，他已经没有任何东西的时候，他就想起来。
Each of us sometimes is like the prodigal son at one point in our life. We came to a dead end. But we still think we can go through the wall, that's impossible. We must come back to go home to talk to our father.Because He is El Shaddai, He will supply you.
我们应该做的是回头，回到家里找这个爸爸，因为他是一个可以给我们供应一切的神。
You cannot depend on circumstances because they are changing all the time.
你不可以靠着你的环境，因为呢，这些东西都是在改变的。
You cannot depend on people; they change all the time.
你也不可以靠你认识的人。
And also they are self-centered, everybody is self-centered.
而且每一个人都是自私的。
Including yourself.
甚至你自己，包括你自己也是自私的。
And you cannot depend on yourself because yourself is limited.
你也不可以靠自己，因为我们自身的能力是有限的。
You have to go back to the Father and say, hey, God, you are El Shaddai because you said that, I believe that, you supply me.
你要回到就是神的面前，跟他说，神，你是 El Shaddai 的神。
It's all sufficient God means all abundant God. He have everything to give, nothing to receive.
他是一个拥有所有，他能给予所有的神。他是一个丰盛的神，所以说在他里面不会说。
Strictly speaking, God does not need anything. He has everything. He create everything. He just want you.
你要是。说的话其实神不需要任何的东西，因为他创造了所有，但是他需要的就是你。
He want to see his children in private, one to one.
他希望看到他的孩子跟他一起面对面。
He's happy to see you.
他看到你，他很开心。
That's why he give you difficult time so you can come back to him.
所以他才会有的时候给你一些困难，因为
If you are strong, you keep coming back to God. God does not need to give you any hard time because you're always with Him. That's why the Bible promises, if you constantly in me, I am in you, everything you pray about, He will answer. A smart person will always go back to God, know He's a giver, and when you have the giver, you have everything. When you ask for one gift, there's only one. You are not very smart. God is enough. He who has a giver, he who has God has everything. His sufficiency will make you very happy. Because you don't need to worry. And some people say, hey, I don't think God is enough. He is pretty greedy. God is not enough. He's a greedy person. But the person says, hey, I think the world is enough. Give me everything in the world. But Jesus said, this is foolish. It's foolish to think the world is enough because this is temporary, it will pass away. You cannot take it with you. You come naked, you go naked. A smart person just say, hey, my father, my God, God is enough. I'm not greedy, I just want to have God. Actually, he's very smart because God is everything. He asks for nothing, don't ask any gift, but actually he asks for everything. So he who has a father has everything. He who has El Shaddai has everything. If you live in God, you have everything. You will have love, joy, peace. Pass all the material need, He will supply you. Because happiness does not mean you have post-possession. It means you have God, you have love, joy, peace, money cannot buy. God supply you with everything. Love, joy, peace, money cannot buy. Pass all the material things you need in this life. Not to be totally like a billionaire, but God will give you what you need, not what you want.
那神呢,他会给你人爱喜乐和平,这个是钱买不到的。然后他还会供应你一切物质上所需要的。这个都是,就是人爱,是怎么说?
Yeah, it's containment. Godliness and containment is the happiness.
那这个金钱加上资助的心就是大力。
But God will supply you. What one thing is God your El Shaddai. Whatever you need, He knows He will supply you. You don't need even to ask. All you need to do, just talk to Him, obey Him. Yeah, to see Him. Yeah, and to trust in Him. And the future is bright. Your hope will be overflowing. In Romans chapter 15, 13, even He promised He will fill you with love, joy, peace. One condition, you must trust Him.
但是有一个条件就是你要信靠他。
Yeah, that's ridiculous when you say you believe a person, you don't trust a person.
那如果你觉得你相信这个人，但是你又不信靠他，这是想起来这是一个很荒谬的事情。
And also this absurd to say I believe someone, but you don't do what he tells you.
那或者说你说你相信他，可是呢，他叫你做的一切事情你都不去做。
So obedience is first key.For your happiness, it's not for God. Actually, obedience is good for you because He tells you that you obey. He supplies you everything. If you don't obey, He withhold in order for you to come back.
那我们顺服呢，就是啊、就是为第一步幸福的第一步就是顺服他。甚至这个顺服不是为了神，乃是为了我们自己的幸福。
No matter what He tells you, that He is all giving God. He'll give.What you need, what you must have, and also is good for you, including love, joy, peace.
那神就是这个 El Shaddai 的神，他会供应你一切需要，一切物质上所需要的，甚至还有给你神爱、喜乐、和平，这些不能用金钱购买的。
The second thing we must understand about God is God is El Elyon, 就是至高者。It happens to in Genesis chapter 15.
那在那个创世纪十五。
The first time God tell Abraham is that I am El Elyon.
那这个他对亚伯拉罕第一次说我是 El Elyon.
Is a God of Most High God.
就是至高至上的神。
He's in absolute control of everything happening in this world.
那在世界上发生一切的事情呢，他都是有绝对的那个掌管的。
He is the ruler.
他是那个统管者。
He is the king of kings, lord of lords.
他是万王之王，万王。
He rules and overrules.
他在掌控这一切。
He has the final say.
他就是有那个最后说话的那个权利。
In Mandarin 就是说 就是这样的他说了就是他
说有就有命令就令
对要是这样唯有他说了他才算他不说就不算
只有他说才算数他说是还就是
不是你说了算是神说了算 It's God have the final say
就不是你说了算乃是他说了算
So if he is an El Elyon, he is a Most High God. Means all the kingdom. The Bible said even Donald Trump or Biden or all the other king, including the Chinese Prime Minister Xi Jinping, all without God's permission, he cannot give him this authority. He will not have this authority.
所以就是说，不管是那个 Donald Trump 还是Biden 还是现在习近平这些就是领导人如果神没有说他是的话他们这些人也不会上台
In Daniel chapter 5 three times and the Bible admonishes us emphasizes that the God is a strong God he will give the kingdom to anyone he wants
那在但以理书第五章他也讲到就是神就是那个统管外人的神，他可以，他想给谁，他就可以给谁。
He is the Most High God. He has absolute control and authority to do things. Nobody can be against him.
那他有一个绝对的权利，就是没有任何人可以对他，就是反对他做任何事情。
In Romans chapter 8 and Paul emphasizes this is if God is for us, who is against us?
那罗马书第八章的保罗也说了，如果神帮助我们，谁能够抵挡我们呢？
God already gave us Jesus Christ. Will He not give us everything?
那如果神已经把耶稣基督给我们，他还能就是他能够还有不把所有其他东西给我们吗？
Who can separate us from the love of God?
谁可以把神的爱与我们隔绝呢？
Is it suffering? Is it poverty? You know, is it a tough time? No, no.
是患难吗？是捆绑吗？没有。
We are super conqueror through Him who gives us the strength.
那在他给我们这个力量的时候，我们已经是是 more than conqueror， 就是我们是得胜者。
So nobody can separate us from the love of God. He is the El Elyon, Most High God.
没有人可以
He is in control. Wow, you say, hey, my boss is in control. No, your boss is not in control. He's the boss behind all bosses.
那你说，哦，我的老板在控制我，但是不是的，他后面还有一位神。
You say my wife is in control.
哦，你说你我的太太在 control.
No, God is in control. Actually, God can change your wife. God can do something in your family to help you.
你说你的太太是可掌控，但不是的，跟神可以在后面做一些事情来改变你的家庭。
Because he has the absolute control to change things, to affect things according to his purpose.
因为他有绝对的控制，能够把一切事情按照他的心意来做。
So you don't need to worry because God is in absolute control of every day of your life. He watches over you every day.
所以你不需要担心，因为神他有绝对的控制。
Just be patient. Just be patient. Wait for his timing.
那我们只要有信心，等他的时间。
And the victory finally belongs to God's people.
那这个得胜是属于信靠耶和华。
El Elyon, the first time it happened is in the Genesis chapter 14, is when Abraham. And he went out to have a battle with all kind of kings, so many kings. He had just a small army.
那这个 Elyon 第一次出现呢，就是在创世纪的十四章，当那个亚伯拉罕出去跟五王争斗的时候，他只是一个小小的一个军队。
God helped him, then he overcome everybody.
那神帮助他，他也就战胜了一切，战胜了其他的敌人。
And victory belongs to God.
那这个得胜是属于。
So we just wait for God's timing and let him control. You don't control. You say, I don't know. Tomorrow, I don't know. I don't control. Let God control.
所以我们不需要掌控任何事情，让神来掌控。我们不知道明天会发生什么，但是神他知道。
So you and me go home to dwell in a flood that is of refuge. You don't control. Let him control.
那我们就回到他的里面，他是我们的避难所，让他来掌控。
You pray to him and ask him to solve the problem. You don't need to go to solve the problem. You just need to do the basic. Then the most important thing, you ask him.
那你如果你有个问题出现了，你就回到他的里面来问他。你不需要做任何的解决问题，他会帮助你。
You just tell him, I don't know. I surrender to you.
你就告诉他听，我不知道怎么做，我顺服，我降服在你。
Actually, we don't know about even tomorrow or next 10 years.
其实我们。未来的十年我们都是不知道的。
Don't know is a very good thing because the first thing you learn about learning, you have to be don't you don't know.
其实不知也是一个好事情，因为我们在学习任何事情之前，我们都是不知道。
You don't know, then you don't worry.
如果你不知道的时候，你也就不担心了。
And the only thing is, you don't know things is uncertain, and you give it to God. That's why you don't worry.
那你不知道的时候呢，你就把它交给神，你也不需要我们去担心。
Tomorrow in God's hand.
明天是在神的手中。
You surrender to Him.
你把它降服在。
Jesus said, "Do not worry about tomorrow. Let the tomorrow worry about yourself."
耶稣说了，不需要为明天担忧，明天自有明天的担忧。
But you must do something. Today you must do your work.
但是今天的事情你今天要做。
So we don't need to worry because we give it to God. God will take care of us. God said, "You know, even a sparrow, He will take care of a sparrow. Let alone you."
那我们就是把。交给神，因为神也说了甚至天上的飞鸟，一个麻雀是否掉地上，他都会关心。
So when we don't know, give it to God. We trust God, and then we release ourselves of the pressure and the stress.
那我们当我们不知道的时候，我们就交给神，神也会帮助我们。
And then we know we surrender. We are surrendering to God because we don't manipulate people.
那我们顺服在神的面前的时候，我们也不会去掌控其他人。
We don't force the agenda.
我们不会把我们自己想要做的事情强加在别人身上。
We don't push things.
那我们也不会强推一个事情。
We don't try to control other people or situation. Because you let go and let God. Then you are free. That's why Jesus, when you hold on to my word, you are free. The truth will set you free. Because you know God is an El Elyon. The Most High God. 他说了劝，没有人能说。
Only he who say will come, none of us can.
No other God, he is the only one who say this will happen.
他是唯一一个神说啊，成就的事了都会成就。
Nobody can be against his will.
没有人可以来反抗他的意愿。
He is in absolute control. Even you think, hey, I don't understand. You don't need to understand because.What God has done usually is something is most effective, the best way.
那你甚至都不需要理解他为什么他这样做，因为神的方法永远是最好的。
Sometimes God does not want to tell you because when He tells you, you worry.
那有的时候神也不想告诉你，因为他告诉你了，你就担心了。
And sometimes when we don't understand, it's a good thing.
所以我们不明白的时候，也是一个好事。
We just submit to Him.
我们只要顺服他。
Surrender to Him.
降服在他的面。
Worship Him.
敬拜他。
We let go.
我们放手。
We let go a lot of worry.
我们把这个担心放开。
We let go a lot of stress.
我们把我们这个焦虑放下。
We let go a lot of anxiety.
我们把我们这个忧虑放下。
We let go a lot of quarrel and argument.
我们把这些争吵、争论放下。
He is El Elyon. He is Most High God. He is in charge.
他是El Elyon， 他是在掌权。
He's in charge of your daily life, your career, your marriage life.
他每天你的生命、你的工作、你的婚姻都在他的手中。
And he knows what's the best way to do things because he's a God. He brings good from evil.
因为他知道什么样是最好的办法，因为他是一个好的神，他可以把坏事变为好事。
Anything bad, he can turn it into good.
所有一切你认为不好的。
You just be patient and believe He is a Most High God. When He says something, something will happen. And your life is in here. And you ask God to do it, then God will write things on. That is better than you write things on because what He wrote down is the best.The last thing we need to understand, one more name we need to understand, God is El Roy.
那最后一个神的名字就是 El Roy.
El Roy means God sees everything.
那 El Roy 的意思就是神看见，可以看见一切。
He sees everything.
他看见一切。
Including your heart.
包括你的心。
Including everything happening at this moment.
就包括甚至这个时候发生的所有事情。
Because God is timeless.
神是没有时间的。
He sees every details.
他可以看见所有的细节。
The Bible says God knows every bird.
圣经上说神连头那个鸟，任何一个鸟。
In the sky, He knows every bird in the sky. In Psalm 50.
那在诗篇五十章他就说了，神天上的飞鸟他都知道。
And also He said, every bird, if they falls to the ground.Without God's will, it will not happen.
那圣经上也说了，如果一个飞鸟掉在地上，也是要通过神的允许。
That's Matthew 10.
这是马太福音第十。
Not only that, he says also in Matthew 10, he says every hair in your head is counted already.
那马太十章也写了，就是你头发的头上的头发都被他数出来。
He knows how many hair in your head.
他知道你头上有多少根头发。
And you don't know.And not only that, the Bible said He knows when you cry, every drop of tea is He written down in His record.
那圣经上也说了，你每掉的一个眼泪，神都知道，他都记载在他的。
That is Psalm 56.
在诗篇的五十五篇，五十六篇。
And every star in the sky, God knows every star in the sky. When you watch the sky at night, God knows every name, every star. Not one of them missing.
那当你抬头看天的时候，每一个星都会被神都认识，神都数算过。
That's in Isaiah chapter 40.
Isaiah.
Isaiah chapter 40.
在以赛亚书15章。
So on and on, the Bible says God knows every detail.Of your life, of the world, of everyone.
所以在圣经上呢，一遍一遍的说，神知道你生命中的一切的细节，包括这个世界。
And Psalm 33 summarizes God watching from heaven. He sees every body and see every action, see every deed.
那神在天上，在诗篇33篇，他也说，他在天上就是观众所有一切，他什么细节他都知道。
So God sees everything.
所以神看见一切。
So, if God sees everything, our Lord, and you think, hey, God is tender, He sees everything. My life is like this. He sees everything. I have to do one at a time. You have to do one, write one thing at a time. But He writes everything already in your life. So, why should I worry?Because if you make mistake, He going to correct.But he need you to do it with him. He'll cooperate with him too.
那我还需要担心什么呢？我们做有做错的时候，他就会让我们跟他一起合作，把这个东西改。
Your father is watching over you, and maybe you think, hey, I'm going nowhere or something. But the father knows what's the best time. He will intervene.
那神呢？我们的父亲知道什么时候是最好的时候。当我们做一个事情的时候，他有的时候会介入。
But you have to do it because he gave you the will free to do good, free to do bad.
但是你需要做，因为他给了你自由意识啊，你需要选择行动。
You choose to do good, choose to do bad. You choose not to obey or obey.
那你选择善或者选择恶，选择顺服。
If you disobey, your life will be more difficult time. But God's still in charge.
那如果你不顺服的话呢，你的生命可能会变得更加困难。但是神还是在掌权。
But be smart, cooperate with God, obey Him, because what He told us in the Bible was good for us.
但是我们要学会做这个聪明人，我们要跟他一起合作。
So God sees everything, your life, everything is in Him, is one moment.
那对神来讲呢，你的所有生命就像一瞬间在你眼里。
God's one moment contains all moments.
那神的一个瞬间呢，也包括了所有一切。
You are ignorant, but God is not ignorant. God knows everything about your life from beginning to the end. He sees all your action and also perceives all your thinking. And know your motive too. Don't think you can get away when you disobey Him.But be smart to obey God, to know He sees everything, then we will not be worried. We will not be afraid. And because He sees all my trouble coming up, or now, or in the past, He sees everything.And He is my Father. He is all sufficient. Also, He is in charge, so He can help me.
那因为他是我们的父，他是可以供应一切的，他也是看到一切所有至高的神。
Your God is a big God, not a small God.
你的神是一个非常厉害的大神。
A small God, He can see everything, but He is not powerful enough. He is not sufficient. He cannot help me.
那我们信靠的不是一个小的。
A small God, He probably he sees everything. He wants to help you, but He's not in charge. But God is an almighty God, El Shaddai. Our God is an El Elyon, the Most High God.All you need to do, we are His children. We have a special access to God.
我们是他的孩子，我们跟他呢有一个直接的一个这个 access， 有一个
talk to him。
我们可以来直接跟他沟通。
You're using only 10% of your power, 10% of your benefit.
你其实你只用了你啊你的10%的一个能力。
Your potential, you only use some. God gave you 100%. You use only 10%.
对，神给了你100%的这个优势，但是你可能只用了。
You need to talk to God. Go home and talk to Him instead of talk to everybody yourself. Everybody worry. You know, talk to Him. Everything will turn out to be good. Then you live up the other 90%.
那我们只要回到他的里面，跟他来沟通，而不是跟其他人，跟你自己来沟通。你就可以用满你的这个100%。
Be smart, be wise.
你要做这个智慧的，
God sees everything.
是看到一切。
And God will help, especially underdog. He serves the poor people. God really close to the broken heart.
你要向他寻找帮助，特别是那些伤心难过，因为圣经上说神靠近伤心痛苦的人。
And in the Bible, and the first time it happened, God is.Early on is in the again Genesis chapter I think it's 16 chapter 16.
那这个early on 在圣经里面创世纪十六章。
And means God sees everything.
就神看见一切。
And the Bible.
Elroy,
sorry, it's Elroy. Elroy means.God sees everything.
就是 Elroy 神看见一切。
And that is a small person, not a rich person, and a poor person in the Genesis 16. She was mistreated by her master.
这个使女呢，她被这个祖母所欺压。
Alvin, we turn to Genesis 16. We want to read this story.
我们可以读一下这个。
Alvin going to post it on the screen. Because this will help us. Even God care about a little person.
因为神甚至就是
a nobody.
小人物
nobody, because most of us is just ordinary nobody person. Okay, we're going to read 16. 对 and the verse 8, 9, 11, 13.Oh, because the English is already there, right? So I let you to read the Chinese.
对他说，撒来的使女夏甲，你从哪里来？要往哪里去？夏甲说，我从我祖母的撒来面前逃出来。耶和华的使者对他说，你回到你祖母那里，伏在他手下。又说，我必使你的后裔极其繁多，甚至不可胜数。并说你如今要怀孕，要生一个儿子，可以给他起名叫以实玛利。
Verse 13。
夏甲就称那对他说话的耶和华为看顾神的人。
That's good. And that means Elroy, 看顾神的人。You are the God who sees me.
对，你是看到我的神，
Some other, you know, interpretation. God sees all.
那有别的翻译，就是神可以看到一切。
And God watch over everything.
那神看到一切所有的。
Now the story is actually is very simple.
那这个故事呢是很简单的一个故事。
Hagar is the maid servant of Abraham's wife Sarah.
夏甲是这个亚伯拉罕的太太萨拉的一个使女。
There was a mistake there because Abraham and Sarah couldn't wait until couldn't wait for the Lord.
那呢，这个亚伯拉罕跟撒拉
Sarah,
他们没有办法等，就是等有这个耐心等到什么意思？
God promised them they will have a child, but they couldn't wait. They just took things into their own hands.
那神虽然就是应许他们会有一个儿子，可是呢，他们等不及了，他们觉得自己可以来做这个事情。
Hagar is the maid servant. He led Hagar to be Abraham's wife to bear a son.
那这个撒甲呢是撒来的那个一个使女，那撒来就把他给了亚伯拉罕。
When Hagar have a pregnant, she became proud.
那这个撒甲怀孕了以后呢，他就开始对他的祖母就是开始有一点。
She despised the Sarah.
然后他就会瞧不起这个撒拉。
And finally, Sarah said, "I'm not going to take this anymore. I have to let them go to." Basically, to mistreat Hagar.
那这个 Sarah 就说：“哦，我受不了了，那我就是要下手了，就是害这个下家。”
So she fled from her and go to the desert.
那所以这个下家呢，他就很害怕，又逃到了旷野。
Okay, here the story is that there's a lot of mistake. The Abraham mistake, the wife mistake, the Hagar mistake. Everything is a mess.But in God, there is no such thing as coincidence, mistake, accident.
那在神的国度里边呢，没有就是一个accident, 没有一个就是那个巧合发生。
Chances, God knew it from the beginning.
其实神一开始就已经知道这一切了。
But because God is totally foreseeing and totally purposive.There's no accident and no loose end.
没有什么就是巧合，或者是没有什么就是巧合。
All are intended. All events are intended.
所有发生的事情呢，都是有它的目的的。
Including mistakes, sins, or other things.
包括我们的罪啊，我们做错的一些事情啊。
But God is watching. God sees them all.He's watching the situation. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody becomes sinful. And they mistreat each other. But still, God is a God of love. And everything he does is based on love. He still takes care of Adam. Hagar is the lowest in the lowest caste of Jewish culture because she is only a servant.
那在这个希伯来的文化里边呢，她是一个就是阶级很低的一个人。
But God still cares about her.
但是神呢还是关心她。
Because God is love and He's sufficient, He is in total control. He's El Elyon and El Shaddai, and also He sees them all.God must go to heaven.
那是因为神是一个有爱的神，他是一个 El Shaddai 的神，供应一切的，他也是个 El Elyon， 也是个 El Roi 的神。所以
，And some people say even Hagar prayed to God in by looking at the context, looks like she is crying. She prayed to God.
那在你看读这个经文的时候，你可以觉得他可能是在对神在呼求。
Verse 9, then the angel of God told her why.Hagar, why you are crying? Or why you are in this situation?
那在第九节的时候呢，他就是天使就问他说啊，撒甲，你为什么哭啊？
第八节。And she responded, I'm running away from my mistress Sarah because she mistreated me.
然后他就说我在逃从我祖母那逃开，因为他。
She did not do anything, you know. Hagar just.Prayed and told God, hey, that's what happened to me. I am in a miserable situation. I don't know what to do. I'm in a life and death situation.
那其实撒甲并没有做什么，他
But God sees the whole life. God just told her, the angel of God told her means, go back to Sarah and submit to her. First, God will tell us what to do. You must humble yourself and listen to me and hear. And Hagar listened to God. She could have received. Then she went back to her boss, and that is Sarah, and seek peace. And somehow God moved Sarah's heart to, they come to the term that, a peaceful term that she continued to bear the children.
神也在Sarah那边做工，那神跟他就是Sarah跟他有一个和解。God
is in charge, he sees everything. Then the conflict was resolved. Then Hagar gave birth to a son.
那就是神，因为是一个全能者，他就是他们有一个和解。那夏甲呢，也生了一个儿子。Verse
9, even God blessed the Hagar, and the angel said, "I will increase your descendants." So that they will be numerous to come.
那这个神也祝福了这个夏甲，说这里说他要使他的后裔极其繁多，甚至不可胜数。
And God, verse 9, verse 10, 11 at the end, for God has heard of your misery.
那后面他也说，因为神听到了你的。
So all we need to do is, when we make mistake or other people mistake or whatever is the mess we're in, we just need to go back to him, go home to God.
那这个我们学到，就是当我们不管是别人的错也好，还是你自己错也好，我们只要回到他的里面。
God listened to our misery.
神能够听到我们。He
sees all.
因为他可以看见一切。
And he can correct all problems.
他也可以纠正一切。
God is a God who brings good from evil.
因为神可以，神是一个可以从恶变为善。
We must cooperate with God and rely on Him. Because we know God has the best solution. His wisdom is based on He knows the future. That's why He will show Hagar what's the next thing to do. God's one day of God is 1,000 years of us. His moment contains all moments. So when he sees something, he sees everything right away. He is foolish. We don't rely on God. He is foolish. We don't rely on someone who knows your future.
It's
foolish. Don't listen to someone who knows everything about you. It's more foolish to not listen to your father. He is a creator of the world. So he sees all, and he'll correct all, he'll bless you. He sees your mistakes, see other people's mistakes, sees the situation, then he will resolve it for you. Think about that. Even you didn't ask him to solve it, he'll solve it for you. Let alone you ask him to solve it, he'll do it quickly. Now today you remember three names of God. God is I am El Shaddai. I am all sufficient God. He will supply you at all times. Don't worry. Secondly, he's El Elyon. I'm in charge of everything, in control of everything. You don't need to know. If you don't know, it's better than you know. Because you let the one who controls, he knows everything. If everybody listened to him, including Satan, without God's permission, Satan cannot do even one thing on earth.
那所有的万物有都是服在他的手下的，甚至撒旦呢也要听神的，除非神同意，他也不会对你动手。
Finally, God is, I am El Roy.
那最后呢，神就是 El Roy 的神。
I see everything.I see all the birds, I see all the stars, I see all the details, I see all your hair, I know everything.
那我看到所有的飞鸟，看到所有的星星，我知道你是我头上的头发，我知道所有一切。
And I know everything about you.
我知道你所有你关于你的一切。
Don't worry.
不要担心。
Talk to me.
跟我说。
Trust me.
相信我。
I will.Release your burden, you get rest for your soul.
你就会信靠我，你就会得安息。
I will be with you.
我会跟你同在。
Be strong and courageous, just move forward.
要刚强壮胆，往前走。
Continue to enjoy me.
继续的来享受我。
Because I'm your father, I know everything. I will give you the best.I'll take care of the problem. The problem is to train you to be more mature, but eventually I'm the one who solved the problem for you.
你不要担心这个问题，这个问题只是让你能够变得更加的成熟，但是你要相信我，我可以帮你解决这一切的问题。
So that's why when you abide in God, when you live in God, when you go back to talk to Him, and when you have nobody to talk to Him, everything will turn out to be all right.
所以只要我们住在他的里面，他也住在我们里面。
Wait in faith.
我们要在信心中等候。
Because God is a God of all sufficient El Shaddai.
因为神就是这个 El Shaddai, 可以供应我们一切的。
God is a God of in control.
他是所有掌控一切的神。
El Elyon.
El Elyon.
God is a God who sees everything. He will help you.
那神也是看顾所有一切的事，他会来照顾你。
Even that is your mistake, God still help.
甚至是你自己做错的一些事情，神也会来帮助你。
Just come back to Him, obey Him, talk to Him, be smart.
只要回到他的里面，跟他来说啊，顺服他，要做这个聪明人。
Just tell yourself, God is enough. I have no anxiety, no stress.
那就是跟你自己讲，神是可以供应一切的神，我不需要有任何的担心。
The world is not enough. It's foolish to think the world is enough.
这个世界其实是不能够是不够的，不能够满足你的。
We've got everything. He who has God has everything.
那拥有神就拥有一切。
So in Him you'll find everything you need. He'll find a way for you.
在他里面你能够找到所有一切。
So do not worry about your life.
所以不要担心你的生命。
And just.Talk to him. Seek first his kingdom. Come to the church. Come home first. Listen to his word. Everything will turn out all right.
那我们就先求他的国和他的义，回到他的家里面，所有一切都会会变得更好。
Thank you. So when we know who our Father is, then we are very free.
那感谢神，当我们知道我们的父是谁的时候，我们就没有担心了。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。